Ben Vassallo is Chief Executive of the Alcohol and Drug Program and Health Facility. It's called Youth Projects, works in the CBD. Ben Vassallo, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Why should it be in that area?
Well, I think there's definite evidence that there's been significant activity between Flinders Street and Spencer Street Station.
So activity, and the activity, you mean drug dealing and drug use?
Correct. Okay. But what you'll find is the premise that this is going to create more activity is incorrect. It'll take the activity off the street and into the centre.
But it hasn't worked in Richmond that way. The residents tell me it's far worse. The police tell me it's far worse.
Yeah, sure. And I think that there's some significant challenges that North Richmond have faced, but this is about taking an opportunity to learn, improve and innovate and create something that will change and save lives.
And how would it be different? Why would you not have people selling drugs in the area? Why would you not have addicts coming and going?
Well, I think that the premise that you'd suggest that's not already occurring is false. That's already happening.
It is. I agree. Sorry, I didn't mean to give that impression. I know it's already happening.
That's okay.
I know it's already happening down there, but I don't want to just give up. I want to say, no, we don't want that happening there. We want to move it, get the facility somewhere else.
Well, let's take international evidence and create a world-class facility as opposed to being deficit-based and thinking that we shouldn't do it or move it to somewhere that people won't access. What we do know that in the first three quarters of 2020, we had an average of 866 ambulance call-outs related to alcohol and drugs.
In what area is that?
That's in the CBD, the whole CBD, I must say.
866.
More than 43% related to illicit drugs, and police had to attend at 54% of those occasions. So where there might not be an understanding of the social or health-related benefits, let's talk about the economic cost savings.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think everybody understands or appreciates to some extent the health need. I don't think that is beyond dispute now. But the police tell me in Richmond the police activity and call-outs has increased significantly.
Right. Well, I think the North Richmond community is very different to a CBD location. What we find is a transient population coming between two major transport hubs. And, I mean, anybody will be fast to say that there won't be an increased police presence around those particular areas to keep people safe. I mean, what we saw during COVID was a definite increase of drug activity and people using unsafely on the streets. And what we need to do is get them into a premier health facility to make sure that we've got every opportunity to help reduce those harms.
But you do accept that it could damage that part of the city.
Well, look, I mean, there's no specific evidence that says that it will suggest it. I know North Richmond's been somewhat controversial, but the number of people who use drugs and the dealing activity on Flinders Street and the southern end of the CBD already exists. So I think there's a real opportunity.
But that's what we're told about Richmond, and now we're told drug use and possession. Richmond and Abbotsford is up 39%, according to crime stats. Robberies are up 60%. Threatening behaviour up 37%. That's in the Richmond-Abbotsford area, where we were told it was already a problem and this would help us. Why would Flinders Street be any different?
Yeah, well, it's a really, really good question, and I think that's something that will need to be investigated over, due course, and make sure that they've got something in place to ensure that that doesn't occur. I think the other thing is that there's a concentration in the CBD of existing services that can support people if there is an increase in traffic. Okay. You know, we've got a really solid network of alcohol and drug providers that are getting around the table to make sure we learn from North Richmond, we use the best practice from Sydney, but also the international network of safe injecting facilities to make sure we get this right.
Thank you very much for your time. Ben Vassallo from Youth Projects, which is an alcohol and drug program in the CBD. Youth Projects, Ben Vassallo. Well, more of your calls. What do you think? 96900 693 13 13 32. Remember, the government's ruling out Enterprise Park. It's not ruling out that precinct. And I accept there's a problem there already. I was thinking, my view would make it worse. Ben Vassallo is an expert.